Okay. So, because it's Govardhan Puja today, Mark, can you make it lower? It's like super loud. So we'll be singing one bhajan from Narottam Das Thakur, right? Gorky Shore Das Babaji, he says that, no, lower, it's too far. Yeah, too much echo. Hare Krishna. Well, I guess that's going to be as good as it gets. So Gorky Shore Das Babaji said once that if you want Krishna Prema, right, there's two books that you should have, right? One of them being Prema Bhakti Chandrika, written by Narottam Das Thakur, which is called the Raganuga Gita, basically, because it describes the essence of Raganuga Bhakti, right? And then he says the other thing, the other book that you should have and you should chant and learn the bhajans from is Narottam Das Thakur's bhajan book. Because these bhajans are from another world, practically. Because he describes in so many different places through these bhajans, longing for separation, being in separation of the pure devotee, Jaya Nilo Premadana, Gununa Pracharu. This bhajan, then he has Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, describing the wonderful glories of Rupa Goswami as a manjari in the spiritual world. And then he has this bhajan, which I like quite a bit. I just started singing it today, actually. Because it's called Sri Vrindavan Vasa Lalasa. It's the devotee's aspiration to reside in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And seeing as today's Govardhan Puja, and if everyone can like come closer, if it's possible, come closer, I even put cologne on, you know, so it's like, yeah, it's like, I feel like maybe I smell a little, you know, why doesn't nobody want to come near me? Yeah, so, where's this, Mark, let me see there's a second sheet to this page. Okay, so, that's close enough. For you, Manohar, you can right there if you want. You know, you're the boss. So the bhajan, I'll read the translation. O Lord Hari, when will that day come when I leave this material world and go to the land of Vraj, absorbed in transcendental bliss? When will I smear my body with the dust of blissful Vrindavan? I will wander about Vrindavan, chanting the names of Radha and Krishna in a voice choked with ecstatic love. Going to a solitary place at Nikunja's forest, I will offer my fullest obeisances and call out, O Radhanath, when will I go to the bank of the Yamuna and drink a palmful of water? When will that day come that I enter Sri Rasamandala and roll on the ground in ecstasy? And when will I stay under the shade of Vamsivata in complete transcendental bliss? When will I see Govardhan Hill, my eyes brimming with tears, and when will I be able to live at Radhakund? When, after wandering around Vrindavan in this way, will my body collapse? Poor unfortunate Narottam Das thus laments. This is such a nice bhajan, really giving us the mood of what it is. So, I just started like chanting this bhajan today, so you know, bear with me a little bit because I just had this. I just got inspired in some way to chant the bhajan in Narottam Das Thakur, and it's with my speculation, of course, because I'm not Bengali, that we'll just sing it with a Guru Puja melody. So we'll just start and see how it goes. You know, God, pray to Giriraj. Hari Hari Arake Emana Dasa Haba E Baba Samsara Tyaji Paramanande Maji Arakabe Braja Bhumi Jabi. Yeah, it's like I said, it's just this part I haven't figured out, you know, so everyone can just try and chant it. It's a work in progress today, you know, it's like, what can I do, you know? Anyway. Yeah, I'll just start off with the second, because that one's easier, I guess, you know. Sukmaya Vrindavana Kabe Vrindasana Sukama. Prema Ganda Gada Hanaha Rata Krishna Namalainaha. Prema Ganda Gada Hanaha Rata Krishna Namalainaha. Kandiya Medhyaiba Ubaraya Kandiya Medhyaiba Astange Pranama Anaha Nibha Daki Baha Radha Nata Bani. Kariva nirhenka vejumuna kape piva kala pute tuni. Shirasa mandale jabaha arakabe emanahaba shirasa mandale jabaha. Vamsivatachaya panaha parama ananda hanaha. Chaya Abe Govardhana Giri Dekhinaya Nahabari Dhan. Abe Abe Randa Kuna Fasa. Abe Abe Randa Kuna Fasa. Ramete Madhuni Kavi Edaha Pataha Viranaya Kahedina Naratama Dasa Kahedina Namatara Dasa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur 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 So I apologize, but again, it's my first. I think I was irritating Rasa Mandala Prabhu with my practicing today, but this bhajan is, yeah, I was practicing half the day, but it didn't work out so good. I really love these bhajans from Narottam Das Thakur, because he brings us, he gives these feelings in a way that we can all relate to them, right? Like personally, I came to ISKCON in the early 80s, and I just was just a few years from Prabhupada, you know, from seeing Prabhupada, or you know, even coming in contact during that time. So some of this one bhajan he sings about in separation of where is, you know, Rupa Goswami. I can actually relate to that, because there's people I've never met, like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and that I was just this close to meeting that I just couldn't do it. So I chose this bhajan because it has such a nice meditation about Vrindavan, as Jaya Bhadra Mataji said today, that Govardhan has such a unique position. You know, actually, Govardhan is described in the Garga Samhita that how Govardhan, he was the son of the king of all mountains. Right, he was the son. And then one day a Muni came and he requested his father, that, you know, please let me take your Govardhan. If not, I curse you. And the father was in, you know, some kind of feelings in the heart of, you know, of sadness. How can I depart with my dear son, Govardhan? And so then Govardhan said, no, I will go, it's okay. But on one condition, if you put me down, you could never pick me back up again, right? And so then Govardhan, the Muni said, sure, no problem. And Govardhan became so small and fit into the palm of his hands, kind of like many of the Shilas on the altar today. And how the Muni was flying through the air. Not just Superman can do it, but the Munis can also. They're flying through the air. And then it came upon Vrindavan. And all of a sudden, he got this call to nature. Like Madhava Maharaj always says, when nature calls, no one stalls. You can't put off the call to nature. You know, it's impossible. Only for a certain amount of time. So he put Govardhan down, And then Govardhan became, took manifest into this huge, a huge hill. And he tried to pick Govardhan up and he couldn't do it. And so he cursed Govardhan, as Jaya Bhadra Prabhu said today. She told us a little bit about this. So this Govardhan has been, has played such a unique part in our, in many of our pastimes that we have with Krishna, how it's described by Kaviraj Goswami and Govinda Lilamrita, how the Astakalya Lila, the times of the day, all corresponds with the round Govardhan, that at, from 11:36 to 15:36, 3:36 for us Americans, we or Canadians, we Radha and Krishna at Radha Kund, enjoying the pastimes together. And the, at Kusum Sarovar at certain times, or at this place at certain times. So Govardhan is described as Haridasavarya, the greatest servant of Krishna, because he's giving so much. He gives minerals for pigments. He gives caves and creepers and flowers and fruit and so many wonderful, wonderful things to enhance the lila of Radha Krishna. There's also an interesting aspect of Govardhan is that Govardhan has three people, actually, right? He's Krishna himself, right? Krishna says, I am Govardhan, right? And Anyod had this big, huge manifested form, and feed me more, more, more. And then he also, Haridasavarya, the greatest servant, and he's also Girirani, an expansion of Radharani as well, to facilitate the Rasalila also. Because no men are allowed. It's like these ladies' clubs, you know? It's like no boys. So he has to become an expansion of Srimati Radharani as well. So what a unique position. And for us, this Govardhan Hill is it's our shelter in so many ways. Like is some Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has composed so many beautiful prayers about Govardhan. And about how may Govardhan Hill fulfill my desire, you know. So Swaprasta Stabajaya Sukumari Sukatuna Bhumi Vate Mahendra Maja. Pia Jay Janam Govardhan Ome Disatama Bistam. May that Govardhan Hill fulfill my desires. Right? May that Govardhan Hill. And for the devotee, what is the desire? The desire is to become fully engaged in the loving pastimes of Shishi Radha Krishna, Yugal Kishore. Right? This is the whole idea for us. So How does Govardhan do that? Because if one wants to, I used to have it on my watch actually. I set my watch every 24 minutes so that to remind me another lila was taking place. And I memorized the lilas according to the watch, what the lilas were taking place in Govardhan. So, and there's even a website online now, the modern age. Even you have a website of lilas that are taking place during the day for Krishna. Only in Kali Yuga, because we're so lazy that, you know, we have a whole website dedicated to this. So Govardhan is such an amazing place because the Chaitanya Charitamrita was written in Radha Kund, which is part of Govardhan. The Sad Goswami was staying there. Raghunath Das Goswami excavated and rebuilt up Radha Kund. So many of, even our Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur gave the famous order, if you ever get money, print books. He didn't give it in Delhi or in Bagh Bazar in Calcutta. He gave it in Govardhan, because this is the mood of the gopis, right? The mood of the gopis is to give Krishna. So I really didn't know what to prepare for today because I didn't want to get in trouble for going too out there in some things, because Radhesh is quite conservative at times, okay, most of the time. So the aspect for me, because I'm very fortunate, I spend a lot of time at Govardhan. I have a house there. I every year I go and I do Dandava Parikram around Govardhan every year that I go. 7 days doing Dandavats. And cleaning Govardhan, because if you've been to Govardhan lately, it's very dirty, the Parikram mark. So I use my body as a broom to get all the dirt and debris off of there, and also getting the dirt and debris in my heart, right? This Govardhan, for me, this Govardhan Hill is home. You know, not so much Vrindavan itself, Vrindavan city, because it's so I don't know when the last time some people were, but I was just there the other day, a week ago, and it took me 4 hours to get from Krishna Balaram Temple to Loy Bazaar. 4 hours, and that was walking. You know, because there's so much traffic, there's so much craziness, there's the people coming from Delhi, you know, giving out some Lakshmi or some cookie just to get some punya, you know, get some little pious credit, you know, and it's become like a madhouse, basically. But Govardhan still, as long as you get past Govardhan city itself, is still very amazing. It's still very much the same. That same feeling is there, the stress is there. Even the monkeys are a little bit more tamer in Govardhan. As crazy as that is, even they're a little bit more shanti, you know, right? Govardhan is such an amazing place, and Govardhan itself, as being non-different from Krishna, as we read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a Govardhan Shila. Anybody know who he gave it to? He gave a Govardhan Shila and said, worship him is non-different than Krishna. And Prabhupada says in the Krishna book that ISKCON devotees should go, and of course with permission of your spiritual master, should go and take, and not take, but go and find a Govardhan Shila and bring him home and worship him non-different than the deity. Because the most amazing aspect of this, just because today I saw so many Girirajas on the altar. He was like, my Giriraj was very nervous coming to the temple today. He never been outside the house really. And so he's, you know, came very nervous, and you get that feeling from him, and I thought, wow, he's really non-different than Krishna. He really is a person, because the little things started shaking, and I was like, I mean, my hands shake, but not that much. And when I put him there, I was thinking, well, you know, this is Krishna consciousness. This is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. This is the mercy of Vrindavan, that we have no qualification whatsoever to go to Vrindavan. But Krishna really wants to save us that much that he brings Govardhan to us, right? And most people think you can just show up to Govardhan with just a plane ticket and get a taxi, you know, 2,500 rupees. Prices went up. It's Kali Yuga. Used to be 1,000. Now it's 2,500 for one way. And people think that you can just show up. But to be able to go and actually see it, it means one has to be accepted. Right? Acceptance has to be there. It's like my Guru Maharaj tells a story about a woman who came, and all she saw was all the how dirty it was and all this, and immediately she got sick, and within a day and a half she was out of there as fast as possible. Right? It's a fact. You know? So this Govardhan Hill is such an amazing, amazing pastime. On so many different levels, like Jai Bhadra Mataji said today, about how we have to work in unity, about how we have to have faith. So many great points that she brought up from Vishnuvat Chakravarti Thakur and Sridhar Swami. But the main point is that the main feeling, at least for me, is that this Govardhan Puja is not just an idea. It's just not a chance to eat sweets. Right? One time the devotees, they made little cows of matsipan, right? And they asked Prabhupada, can they eat the cows? And cows, and Prabhupada got very sad and said, how can you eat the cows, you know? So then they just crushed them and made them into little balls. I don't know how good that was to crush them, crush the cows. But it's more than that. It's more than just eating a bunch of sweets. It's more than just coming together and walking around a hill here. It's more than just an abhishek, right? It's more than that. It's begging Krishna, when will I have residence in your holy place? When will that day be when my tears are anointed with love in the service of Yuga Kishore, of Vrajendra Nandana Krishna? When? This is what Govardhan Puja is. A day to just get absorbed. Like every day we're supposed to get absorbed, but because of at least my faulty intelligence, I just seem to get absorbed in feast days. You know, because it's quite easier. But it's like that. There's a nice... I actually did some preparing today for once in my life. So there's a nice Govardhan Dasakam, the 10 prayers for the residents at Sri Govardhan. O Govardhan, you became the umbrella which was held by the arm of your own Lord Krishna. In this way, Sri Krishna diminished Indra, the king of the demigods, who was intoxicated by great pride. You are the incomparable king of all the big mountains. Please allow me to live close by you. O Govardhan, the young divine couple, Shishirada Krishna, played splendid, wild, loving games in your every cave, so I may become very eager to see them there. Please allow me to live close by you. O Govardhan, in topmost joy, Krishna plays together with Balaram and the cowherd boys in your incomparable jeweled pavilions and thrones, in the hollows of your trees, in your caves and valleys. Please allow me to live close by you. All right. O Govardhan, you are the witness of Radha and Krishna's tax games, which is an ocean of mellows. You increase the joy of the mellows of the devotees with the display of bluish platforms that are full of splendor and fragrance. Please allow me to live close by you. Has anybody ever smelled Govardhan? Am I the only one that does these things? Weird. You smell Govardhan. It has such a beautiful, fragrant smell. Just pick up any stone when you go on Parikram and just smell the stone, and you'll see it's such a fragrant smell. Like, it's not. And if you see the flowers in Govardhan, the smell is not from this world. Like, we have our roses here in Radesh, you know, but then you have the roses in Vrindavan and Govardhan, and the smell that comes from them is amazing. They'll stay like that, smelling like that for weeks after they've been used and picked. So quite nice. O Govardhan, you affectionately and secretly embrace the neck of your own dear friend, Sri Radhakund, the place which is very dear to you and Lord Hari. Please allow me to live close by you and show me the intimate pastimes of the divine young couple there. O Govardhan, you make your name, nourisher of cows, successful by constantly giving land, water, grass, and the shade of your trees to the cows, and thus you are famous in the three worlds. Please allow me to live close by you. O Govardhan, your glories are increased by the enemy of Agasura and Bakasura, Sri Krishna, when he protected the Brajavasis and vanquished Indra by quickly using you as their new shelter from the rain. Please allow me to live close by you. Such powerful prayers. O Govardhan, king of mountains, because the nectar of your name as Hari's best servant emanated from Srimata Radharani's pearl-like mouth, which was revealed by the Vedic scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.18. You are called a new Tilak because of your long bluish shape at the edge of Raj. Please allow me to live close by you. O Govardhan, you are the only giver of joy to Sri Radha Krishna and their associates that are always surrounded by the people, animals, and birds of Raj in a mood of friendship. Please mercifully accept me and allow me to live close by you. O Govardhan, although I am vile and deceitful, the causelessly merciful Sri Satchinandana, Sri Chaitanya, submitted me to you. Therefore, do not consider whether I am qualified or unqualified and accept me. Allow me to please live close by you. Anyone who carefully recites these 10 verses praising the King of Mountains, Srila Govardhan, the giver of divine mellows, will swiftly attain a place to live close by Govardhan, the bestower of bliss, and he will attain the precious jewel of the auspicious loving service of the divine couple, Shishi Radha Krishna. Wow. So nice. And even nicer because the desire has been fulfilled. Govardhan is here. We're all residents of Govardhan. Well, those of us that live here. Those that don't come, you have a stamp in your passport that you can come to Govardhan whenever you come to visit. How merciful is Krishna that he does everything he can to allow us to advance, to set us up for success in this hellish life, right? Hellish life. I was thinking recently when I did Govardhan Dandavati, it took me 7 days to do all of Govardhan. 7 days. It was like 8 hours a day or something like this. And I was thinking, you know, how horrible my life has been, right? How horrible it has been. How I come from an abused family, abused background. I was in a war, for Christ's sake, you know? Like, I was in a war. I have metal pieces in me. I don't seem to fit in ISKCON anywhere I go. It's just I seem to be always like, I'm not like the parade float type of guy. I'm just kind of, how bad is this life? You go on the airplane and I came here and I had this big fat guy sitting next to me that took up both the seats. And I'm a little guy and I was like squished and then, you know, And then I woke up and there was a piece of chicken in front of me and I was thinking, oh, what a hellish life I have. And I was thinking this while I was doing like my dandavat. I was thinking, I was supposed to be meditating on something else. But at Anyor Village, after I did Madhukari in Anyor Village every day. And then Hare Krishna. Sorry. Yeah. Are these edible? Are these things edible? Oh, definitely. Okay. Yeah. So, and I was thinking this, and I was doing my dandavat, and all of a sudden, one Brajbasi came over to me. So one Brajbasi, 20-year-old, spoke good English near Narayan Baba's son. If you go right after Anyor, right at the end of Anyor, there's Sakshi Gopal, Govardhan Shila, who has ears, actually, has self-manifested ears, you know, pretty far out, you know. And the pujari loves Westerners. He loves ISKCON devotees. He brings you on the altar, into the altar, right? And then gives you money when you leave. It's like really strange. It's maybe the only temple I've ever been to where he gives you a couple of, like 1 rupee piece or something, you know? And gives you some maha. And really sweet guy. But his son, out of nowhere, I was thinking this. I had this meditation, like how hard my life has been. And he said to me, and a man came over and he said, "Your life has been very hard." I said, "Yeah, I know that." And he said, "But now you're at Govardhan, so why are you thinking about these things? Just think of the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful shade you're receiving right now from Giri Govardhan. Just think that this same path that you're doing dandavat, that Hanuman once walked on this path, right? That the Goswamis walked on this path, that your Srila Prabhupada has walked on this path. His guru has walked in. Think of all the mercy you're receiving. Your life is far, far from hard." It's pretty far out. And then I thought, wow, how merciful is Krishna? So for me, Govardhan Puja, the pastime is amazing. Because it just shows how Krishna will give shelter to every living entity in this world, Jananivas, the shelter of all living entities. You give shelter to every living entity and not care. Just do it because of his love. Just do it because he wants to protect, because he wants to bring us close. Right? It's like often I say, we believe all the other pastimes, right? We believe that Krishna Krishna came as a half lion, half man. Totally believable, right? Yeah, he came as a boar. Yeah, no problem. Came as a fish. Totally cool. I believe that. He came as a fish, you know. He incarnated as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave us the chanting of the holy name. Or he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Believe it, hands down. That he can lift my heart out of the material suffering like he lifted Govardhan Hill. He can't do that. It's impossible. My heart is too hard. My heart is too much. Too much gunk in there, too much material desires, too much. But it's totally incorrect. Right? That also, just like Indra, we have the pride, right? We have this pride that we want to get all the worship, we want to get all the maha sweets. I had a friend once as a joke. I had a friend once, you know, he was being kind of pushed into taking sannyas. And he went to the sannyas interview and they said, "Why do you want to take sannyas?" He said, "So I can get the maha plate." And they were like, "Okay, you shouldn't be a sannyas." He's like, "Oh, thank God." And he ran out of there as fast as possible, you know, because he didn't really want it. He was being pushed by his local authorities, you know. But that's the thing. We want these things. We want to be that person that gets the ghee lamp first, right? Do it during arti. See what happens. If the ghee lamp comes and it doesn't come to you first, see what happens in your mind. If you're watching the ghee lamp going around and you're thinking, "Wait a minute, I was initiated 35 seconds before that guy was. Why is he getting the ghee lamp first?" Right? Don't they know there's a rank structure here? Right? There's seniority. Right? Like, one time I was here in Radhadesh and one person said to me, "Prabhu, there's no culture here." I said, "Really? Why is that?" I said, "Well, this Mataji that just got initiated 2 days ago got the ghee lamp before me, and I was born in this movement." And I was just thinking, wow, You know, this is the mentality. So this Govardhan pastime crushes that pride that we have of wanting the worship, of wanting everybody to say how wonderful we are, how, and then for us to sit on the seat and just get the worship. Yes, 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 come and wash my fussies. Come and wash my little feet. Come give me garland, give me everything, right? Instead of taking a humble position. Right? Another interesting aspect of Govardhan puja is afterwards, after the pastime takes place, and the demigods first start performing abhishek to Krishna, right? And arti. And it's very much an on reverence, like this on reverence, you know, like, you know, paka prayers, Govinda Madipusha, tamam bhajami, right? Then the cowherd boys come, and they just, because they're cowherd boys, you can just analyze the cowherd boys, and they have no structure whatsoever in one sense. The gopis are very like, you know, everything is calculated, you know? Everything. Radharani has everyone engaged, and okay, we have to have things done by this time so Krishna can eat. And the cowherd boys, their parents make everything for them, because all they have to do is play all day with Krishna. So the cowherd boys come, and they just grab the paraphernalia and just started going like this and making all these weird movements and like just having fun because they saw Krishna as their friend, right? And then the cowherd men showed up on the scene, and they just saw all this puja paraphernalia everywhere, complete disarray. And then they saw Krishna sitting on a throne with a crown, and then a voice said, arti. And they like picked it up and they started doing arti in a fatherly and affectionate, parental affectionate. So you see how in this one pastime, three different relationships with the Supreme Lord manifested, right? With reverence, on reverence, friendship, and then some parental aspects. Because we shouldn't get caught in the mindset that my way is the only way. That's what I take also from this pastime. That everyone, that Krishna is individual. It has individual relationships with every jiva in this world. And that the sooner we accept that, the faster we'll advance. So the sooner as we accept that everyone worships Krishna in their own way, right? Some people might be, like, I'm a book distributor, right? And I really used to force people to go out on books. I mean, I remember one time I was a temple president in South Africa. I said, hey, can you go get the mail outside? And then I closed the door and locked it so he wouldn't get back in, you know? And I pushed books through the window and I said, here you go out on Sankirtan since you're out there already, you know? So it wasn't exactly the right thing to do. But hey, you know, drastic times call for, you know, drastic measures. Right? But then I started to understand that I was reading Krishna book and I was reading about the different devotees' relationships with the Supreme Lord. And I started to think, you know, we all worship Krishna in our own way, from our own heart. And of course we have sastric guidance of what you can't do. Like you can't dress Radha Gopinath in a pair of Nikes and a like they did the Bunky Bihari, you know, with a Gucci watch and like a baseball cap. And they even gave him an iPhone, I think, or some like cell phone on his hip. And it started like a huge, like, I mean, they wanted to kill the pujari who did that, you know, the residents of Vrindavan. Yeah, we can't do that. There's something, there's like sadhana bhakti, there's rules and regulations, right? Right? There's some kind of tapasya. These things are there. But the most important aspect is for us to all develop our individual love for Krishna. Individual love, meaning that we all have to realize our own individual relationship. Not talking about siddha deha and and I'm the ugliest gopi in the spiritual world and all that, you know, or with my luck, I'm probably milking a cow, like, which I'm scared of them, so, you know. No, but actually understand that Krishna likes individualism. Right? It's the one thing I think in this society we're lacking nowadays. Everybody wants to be somebody else. Everybody wants to sing like somebody else. Everybody wants to wear, you know, their chudder like somebody else, you know, like all these different ways. And everybody wants to, you know, have the big, massive japa beads like Jayapataka Maharaj has. You know, I have quite a few friends and they have like these massive beads, you know. They're like, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It's like a trash bag, you know. It's like, the thing is massive, right? Everybody wants to try and be somebody else, but if we just understand that this is my Krishna, I have to develop my relationship as an individual with him. Then we'll make advancements. Like, you don't see the cowherd boys in this pastime. You don't see them approaching like the demigods to Krishna. We don't read about this, right? At all. We don't read that they're sitting there and they do a full RT with all the upachars and, like, you know, they're doing all the, you know, beep and all these stuff, you know, and I don't know what that one is. But you don't see that, right? You don't see the gopis. The gopis are not coming and going to Krishna and trying to be the cowherd boys. And you don't see Govardhan, right? Trying to do anything else but to serve the Supreme Lord. And that's why Krishna loves him so much. That's why he's described. That's why all these confidential pastimes take place at this king of mountains. Right? Think Uddhava Kund, Narada Kund, Radha Kund, Shama Kund, Sarabi Kund, Aspara Kund. Right? Anyor Village. Anyor, Anyor. I tried that. It doesn't work. Nobody feeds you. I tried it. Sat there. I was like, with a, Anyor, Anyor. And they were just like, stupid American. You know, dumb Westerner. No, it didn't work. Putri and all these places. So, I guess the theme of the class is just use these days for what they're meant to be. And that's to rekindle and re-strengthen our relationship with the Supreme Lord, to recommit ourselves to taking shelter at his lotus feet, to say, I'm going to strive to develop the qualities and the feelings of the residents of Vrindavan. And how wonderful would everything be then? So, I think I'll stop here. It's been a long day for everyone. And I think, anyway, time for almost bhajans to start the evening. I think, but I'm not going for it. These bhajans are hard, you know? It's like, I really wish, you know, maybe next life I'll be a Bengali. Well, maybe not. I don't like rice, so I can't be a Bengali. Okay, you lead it. These bhajans are so amazing. Yeah. No, you can lead it if you want. Go for it. You? Not me, you. I really suggest everyone picks up this bhajan book of Narottam Das Thakur. It's like, they have it at BLS. It's, yeah. Yeah. I suggest, because it really gives you an insight to what we're striving for. These bhajans, if you chant them every day, they touch your heart in ways. I'm trying to add them into my sadhana every day, chanting two different bhajans, one Saki bhajan and one Nama Sankirtan. These bhajans are meant to be chanted, not just to just stare at and just, oh yeah, that's a book, oh yeah, that's the song book, and then throw it down. It's like Gitavali, or it's meant to be chanted to purify. Shardy, why don't you come over here? Shardy.
It's like Hari Hari. Radha Kunda Jale Snana Kare Tutahale Kabe Radha Kunda Jale Snana Kare Tutahale Shama Kunde Rahi Bapadiya Shama Kundarahi Bapadiya Irimbadva Dasha Bane Rasa Keli Jejestane Irimbadva Dasha Bane Rasa Keli Jejestane Preme Besha Gada Gadi Diya Prema Bashe Gada Gadi Diya Shuddha Harbe Jane Jane Vrajabasi Gane Stane Shuddha hoy ben jane jane Rajabasi gane stane Nivediva charana dhariya Nivediva charana dhariya Bojane rastana kabe, nayana gochara habe. Bojane rastana kabe, nayana gochara habe. Arajata ache upabana. Arachate achachu pabana Tara madhye vrindavana Naratama dasaramana Tara madhye vrindavana Naratama dasaramana Ashikara Yugala Charana oh, Ashikara Yugala Charana Haribo Danjaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Radha Giri Dari Radha Giri Dari Radha Giri Dari Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Giri Dari Radha Giri Dari Radha Giri Dari Shri Radhe Jaya Vrindavanam 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 Shira Giri Govardhan ki Shira Vrindavanam ki Narottam Das Thakur ki
Parthasarathi. Yeah, Parthasarathi in Delhi. Keith. Any questions, comments, political statements, anything? Since we had a wonderful weather report today and everything else, rain has cleared up, residents of Vrindavan are happy. Well, they're not happy because now they don't have Krishna seven days a week, 24 hours a day. Now they have to go back to having to go to the bathroom and eat and stuff like this. But so again, thank you very much. Oh yes, Mahalakshmi Ma, did you give it a hand for Mahalakshmi Ma? Did you approve? Who arranged such a wonderful feast today? She did so good. Such an amazing organization. She has a spot in the gopi camp in the spiritual world, probably. Yes, Mahalakshmi Mataji, after we embarrassed you. Now she can't talk anymore. Yeah. It was at the end. Well, the Govardhan Puja, when they stopped Indra, the sacrifice to Indra, at the end is when they actually, you know, they actually started, that's when the demigods, you know, performed arati and everyone else, but they offered everything before. That's why Indra got fried, you know, because they offered everything to him, all the fruits. Krishna said, just make a bunch of sweets and everything and offer it to Giriraj. Yeah, and salty. Soups. Prajbasis don't eat soups. No. But no, they offered everything to Giriraj, and that's why Indra got so upset, because they took his worship, and how dare this little boy take my worship? I mean, just watch the little Krishna video. It's right there. It's so nice. No, they just have it on one day, and then at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram in Govardhan that we have in the palace, they just do it right across the street, and they do a huge feast, and all the devotees go and do Abhishek there, and then all the residents of the ashram go on Prikram right after they've spent all day cooking. They go on Prikram all night. Yeah. So all the, you know, intense people. No, they just do on just Govardhan Puja day, you know. But, I mean, it's one of the bigger days in Govardhan. Other big day is Guru Purnima, the appearance of Sanatana and Goswami. The appearance of Balastami, even though this year it wasn't so many. It was actually, which is nice, less Karmakanda. And the devotees were there mostly, not people asking for baby boys or whatever. You know, but those are really big days in Purnima, you know. But these are but in Vrindavan they just do it. Just most families have a Govardhan Shila on Govardhan, because it says that if one doesn't and is a resident of Govardhan, then a snake will come and bite them and kill them. So everyone at Govardhan has a Govardhan Shila. Even if they don't, they're Rajbasi, so they really do I've seen some really strange offering techniques. Definitely not Pancharatra Pradeep like style, you know, like picking up boga and just shoving it in Aditi's face, and then go, Krishna's eaten, take, and then giving the same plate. We can't do these things, but they have their own mood. Sharadiya? What a snake. Yeah. Yeah. It's being attacked. Yeah. Yeah, Govardhan is, I mean, Raghunathas Goswami worship Giriraj, you know, Sanatana Goswami worship Giriraj as well. I mean, he's the beautiful thing about worshiping Giriraj is that Giriraj wants to go home, so he brings his pujari off into Vrindavan to go home again. It's the greatest part about worshiping Giriraj, because he's homesick. He wants to go home again, so he makes sure his brings his pujari as much as possible back home, back to Vrindavan. It's quite nice. Yeah, you never starve when Giriraj is around. He eats like anything. He definitely. No, it's true. You know, he takes care of himself. You're just along for the ride. Giriraj, where Giriraj is directly Vrindavan. It's like, well, wherever the deity is, but Giriraj especially is such a merciful form, just waiting to give shelter. Anyway, so Giri Govardhan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now I have to go bring my little child home from daycare on the altar. It's almost bedtime.